AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Severe flash flooding in Texas Hill Country has resulted in multiple deaths. The highest-ranking official for Kerr County, Texas Judge Rob Kelly, says officials are working hard to do what's needed.
Everybody is doing everything within their power to get these kids out, take care of the adults as well, and get them reunified.
The audio courtesy of KSAT-TV. Months worth of heavy rains fell in a matter of hours, leaving search teams to conduct boat rescues. An unknown number of people remain unaccounted for. In about an hour, President Trump is expected to sign his package of tax breaks and spending cuts into law. He'll do so at a White House July 4th picnic. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on more Israeli strikes and shootings in Gaza.
On Wednesday into Thursday, Israeli airstrikes and shootings have killed 94 Palestinians in Gaza, including 45 who are attempting to get much-needed humanitarian aid. The Gaza Health Ministry confirmed the killings as Palestinian families wept on Thursday over the bodies from an Israeli strike that hit a tent camp during the night, as displaced people slept in southern Gaza. At least 13 members of a single family were killed by Israeli strikes, including at least 6 children under 12. At a morgue in central Gaza, a boy wept as he stroked the face of his dead 6-year-old sister, who was killed by an Israeli strike. The toll from strikes emerged as more Palestinians were killed by Israeli troops in near daily shootings while trying to obtain aid. I'm Karen Shamas.
People are approaching this Independence Day with mixed feelings. Polls show declining national pride, especially among Democrats. In Southern California, some July 4th celebrations have been canceled due to immigration raids and safety concerns. Yet holiday travel is breaking records. This is AP News. A former champion reclaims his title.
Joey Jaws Chestnut is back.
I love doing it, and I love pushing myself and beating the heck out of people.
Famed competitive eater Chestnut has reclaimed his title at the Nathan's Famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest after skipping last year's event. Contest host George Shea.
Shy of a god, perhaps, but more than a man. With 70.5 hot dogs and buns. In 10 minutes.
The 41-year-old Westfield, Indiana native secured his record 17th mustard belt in 20 appearances before cheering fans at Coney Island in Brooklyn.
I was excited. I love being here. And, man, I wish I had ate a couple more.
He had missed the 2024 competition over a contract dispute involving a deal he had struck with a competing brand.
I'll be back next year.
Mickey Sudo won her 11th title in the women's division with 33. Sound courtesy of ESPN. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
I'm Mike Hempen.